All right, everybody, welcome back to the Deep Dive. Today, we're going to be looking at something that I think is really fundamental to chemistry. We're going to be diving deep into the idea of concentration.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Yeah, I'm excited for this one. We were just talking before the show. I feel like this is something that is so important and really gets at the heart of a lot of chemistry. But for whatever reason, I don't know if you felt this way, but I always felt like it was kind of glossed over in a lot of my classes.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. You know, it's one of those concepts that I think a lot of students just kind of memorize the formulas and then move on.
Yeah, and don't really understand it.
Yeah.
So hopefully today we're going to try to unpack that a little bit and really try to get at, like, what is concentration when we're talking about solutions?
Yeah, definitely. I think the best way to think about it is just to think about, like, a simple example.
Okay.
Like, if you're making Kool-Aid, you know.
Okay.
You have your water and you have your Kool-Aid powder. And the amount of Kool-Aid powder that you put in the water is going to determine how strong the flavor is.
Okay.
So that's essentially what concentration is.
Gotcha.
It's a measure of how much of a substance, so the Kool-Aid powder in this case, which is called the solute, is present in a given amount of solvent. So that would be the water.
Okay. So the water is the solvent, the Kool-Aid mix is the solute, and then together they make the solution.
Exactly. Yeah.
Okay, cool. So then we're talking about, like, how much of that suit is in the overall solution. That's what concentration is.
Yes. And there's different ways to express that.
Right.
You can use, like, percent by mass or percent by volume.
Okay.
There's also something called molarity and molality.
Okay.
Which we'll talk about in a little bit.
All right. So why don't we start with percent by mass and percent by volume. I think those are probably the ones that people are most familiar with, at least on, like, a conceptual level.
Yeah, for sure. So percent by mass is basically just like what it sounds like. It's the mass of the solute divided by the mass of the solution. And then you multiply that by 100 to get a percentage.
Okay, so, like, if I had a chocolate bar and it said 70% cacao.
Yeah, exactly.
That would mean that 70% of the mass of that chocolate bar is cacao.
Yes.
Okay. And then percent by volume is similar.
Okay.
It's just the volume of the solute divided by the volume of the solution times 100.
Okay. So, like, if I'm looking at a bottle of juice.
Exactly.
And it says 100% juice, that means there's no extra water or anything else in there.
Yeah.
It's all just pure juice.
Yep.
Okay, cool. So I think those are pretty straightforward. I think most people have an intuitive understanding of what those mean.
Yeah.
Now, what about molarity and molality? I feel like those are the ones that people start to get a little bit more confused about.
Yeah, definitely. So molarity is a little bit more specific.
Okay.
It's the number of moles of solute.
Okay.
Per liter of solution.
Okay.
And a mole is just a unit of measurement in chemistry.
Uh-huh.
It's like a really big number of particles. Yeah, I remember learning about moles being like, this is such a big number.
It's a huge number.
Like, why?
But it's useful because atoms and molecules are so small.
Okay, yeah, that makes sense.
That we need a really big unit to measure them.
Gotcha.
So molarity is basically telling you how many moles of solute are dissolved in 1 liter of solution.
Okay, so if I have, like, a really concentrated solution of something, that means I'm going to have a lot of moles of solute per liter of solution.
Exactly.
Okay,
yeah.
And that would be a high molarity.
Uh-huh.
Okay, and then molality is kind of similar, right?
Yeah, it's similar. It's also using moles.
Okay.
But instead of being per liter of solution,
okay,
it's per kilogram of solvent.
Okay, so what's the difference there? Like, why do we need two different units that are kind of measuring the same thing?
So the reason for that is because molarity can change with temperature.
Oh, okay.
Because the volume of a liquid can change with temperature.
Okay.
But the mass of a liquid doesn't change with temperature. So molality is a more accurate way to measure concentration if you're dealing with temperature changes.
Interesting. Okay, so, like, if I'm doing a reaction in the lab and I need to be really precise about the concentration, even if the temperature changes a little bit, I would use molality.
Exactly.
Okay. And are there other cases where, like, one is more appropriate than the other?
Yeah, so molarity is usually used for, like, aqueous solutions.
Okay.
Which are solutions where water is the solvent.
Uh-huh.
And molality is often used for things like colligative properties.
Ooh, okay, so this is getting into, like, some of the applications of why concentration is important.
Right.
So what are colligative properties?
So colligative properties are properties of a solution that depend on the concentration of solute particles.
Okay.
But not on the identity of the solute particles.
Interesting.
So, for example, like boiling point elevation.
Okay.
If you add salt to water, the boiling point of the water will increase.
Right.
And that's because the salt is increasing the concentration of solute particles in the water. And that's a colligative property because it doesn't matter what kind of salt you add.
Yeah.
It just matters how many particles of salt are in the water.
Gotcha.
Another example is freezing point depression.
Okay.
Which is the opposite. If you add salt to water, it'll lower the freezing point.
Right, like how we salt roads in the winter.
Exactly.
To keep the ice from forming.
Yeah.
Okay, that's really interesting. So these like seemingly simple things, like how much salt we put on the road or how much sugar we put in our tea, are all related to this idea of concentration.
Exactly. And it affects the physical properties of the solution.
Yeah, that's really cool. Are there other applications that we haven't talked about yet that are important?
Yeah, so concentration is also really important in things like titration,
okay,
which is a technique that's used to determine the unknown concentration of a solution.
Okay, so like if I'm in the lab and I have some mystery solution and I don't know what the concentration is, I could use titration to figure it out.
Yeah, exactly.
That's pretty neat.
And it's also really important in a lot of industrial processes, mm-hmm. like in the pharmaceutical industry, for example.
Right.
The concentration of a drug can be really important for its effectiveness and safety.
Right. Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah. Like if you take too much of a drug, it could be dangerous, but if you don't take enough, it might not work.
Exactly.
So getting that concentration right is really crucial.
Yeah.
Well, this has been a really interesting deep dive. I feel like I learned a lot about concentration and why it's important.
Me too. It's amazing how much this one concept affects our everyday lives.
Yeah, I think that's what I love about chemistry, is that it's all around us, even if we don't realize it.
Yeah, absolutely.
So next time you're making Kool-Aid or salting the roads or taking your medicine, just remember that concentration is at work.
It's everywhere.
All right, everybody. Thanks for tuning in to The Deep Dive. We'll see you next time for another deep dive into the fascinating world of science.
See y'all.
Bye, y'all.